Desmond, hey, how can I help you?
Desmond, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing there, Dennis?
Just going crazy. How about yourself?
Good. I'm the same way, too. You called me earlier, so that's why I called you back, because I was in a meeting.
I can imagine you're a busy man yourself. So.
Yeah, I am. But I know we talked about the equipment line of credit for 3 years. I wanted to look into that documentation to get that started. As far as, you know, I know you needed a certain amount of money up front, but I just want to go over all the procedures to make sure that happens. You know, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, sure. We don't actually really need it up front. It's part of the loan itself, so it's not that you have to send to me right now or anything like that. It's part of the loan documentation, so what had happened is I'll send out a form to you with just for you to sign so we can set it up as an ACH, unless you just want to mail us a check for it, whatever is more convenient for you.
Okay.
Go that route. If it was a titled vehicle, for example, we'd need the originals back, but it's not a titled vehicle in this case, at least not yet. You know, maybe in the future you'll go that route. But
Right.
So we don't need the original loan documents in this case. So all you really need to do at this point, Desmond, is just find the or get an invoice or a buyer's order for the actual lift itself that you're looking to get.
Okay.
Get that over to me, then I'll run that by underwriting. They'll give us the actual numbers based off that amount, and we can include taxes in those in there for you too. So you don't have to pay out of pocket for tax or anything like that, and it's added in the loan amount for you, and kind of go from there. I can get in touch with the vendor from there and find out what their wiring instructions are, how to get them paid. Some people like a check mailed out to them. We can do that. Otherwise, we can just wire the funds right to them, and it's as easy as that. Really, it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Okay. And then we can also try to get the working line of credit, too.
Right, the working capital. Let me look into your file real quick. And
Is that a no-go? That's fine. I was just asking.
No, I honestly haven't even submitted it yet. I don't like to have both of them on the radar at the same time just because, honestly, because underwriting can get confused between the two files, and it's a different type of loan as well. It's a much faster turnaround on that. It's you know, there's no equipment involved. It's that what they look is your annual revenue. I definitely see an approval there for you guys. I just don't know how much or anything like that. But I wanted to kind of get this one in the funding process before I put that one on the radar, just so I can kind of streamline it for you, because that one is a quick turnaround for you for sure.
Okay. Let me look on my end and get that documentation for you, and then I'll go from there for that lift. All right, buddy.
Okay, sure. Or if you want, I could give them a call myself and just say, hey, I need an invoice for Desmond for a specific lift. Is it one of the ones that's on your job site right now? Or?
Yep.
Is it? Okay. It's up to you. I can give them a call if you prefer that. Otherwise, it's really up to you, man.
Yeah, you can give them a call, too. You can call them also. I know Hertz, Sunbelt, or United Rentals.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll let you make that call. That way you can pick the one that you want, and you might know the lift that you're specifically looking at with serial numbers and all that good stuff on there.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah,
so
that's
do
it.
I find one that's going to be the whole 20K, or do I find, how does that work?
No, it can be less. It can even be a little bit more. We could probably even go up to, like, in your case, probably around 30 to 35,000 if you wanted to.
Okay. That's a lot of equipment, though.
Right. So, yeah, I think for your first transaction, it's probably better to go with a little bit lower cost of one, but it's totally up to you. I mean, we could go higher if you wanted to as well.
Okay. And that money all got to be used just for the equipment, right?
Well, if there were any, for example, we can include soft costs. So if someone was installing a piece of equipment in their company where they had to have training done or something like that, we could pay for the training and stuff like that, but I don't really think that's the case.
Okay.
Obviously there's training. You got to train. I took classes. When I was an electrician, I took a class every time I went to a new job. They'd give you another class on a lift or a petty bone or something like that you had to take. So.
Well, I'll protect in and get some to get tied off properly. We need to get some of that stuff too. So I'm going to also need to get some linears for people to get tied off on. The harness. So. All right. Let me do what I can from my end.
Okay, buddy. That works. Yeah, you can actually have the harnesses and everything if they sell that themselves on the same invoice. Otherwise, if you want to use a different vendor or carrier for the harnesses and whatnot, we could be able to, you should be able to include those as well. I don't see why not.
Okay. 10-4. Thank you, bud.
You too. I'll talk to you later, bud.
All right. Yeah.
Bye-bye.